is an ongoing tool, really, is apart from those with executive positions, is more honorary. So I don't believe that you would be waiting for Sheriff to join, for Jimmy Disu to join before you will kick off. There must be some other things that are involved in all that. But don't worry, we'll soon get to that. It says here now that the PDP are going to inaugurate their campaign council today. You know, I had hinted that it appears that Atiku seems to have his own ready timetable from the discussions that he had, you know, from the little snippets of things that he said. And so today, he says here that the PDP will inaugurate its campaign council today, and that his National Working Committee has invited all its former presidents, vice presidents, and a whole host of other people to be at the International Conference Center in Abuja. Okay? And the article has also said that my victory is a stepping stone for Igbo presidency. I don't like that statement. If you are going to be a stepping stone for Igbo presidency, then Igbo presidency should be now, after you've had two terms of a northerner. Not that we should give you another 8 years before we start thinking of that. So I think he should have thought twice before he made that statement. But those who it concerns, will probably, you want to say something?
No.
They'll probably answer him. Okay. Now, the SDP holds reconciliation party in Lagos to reconcile aggrieved tendencies in the party. And that is the latest that we get from them. They have a meeting and they get there today. The ADC begins a campaign on October 6th. So essentially, that's the bulk of what we have. My good friend OGD, let me throw this in for him. Otumba Gbenga Daniel, he's saying he's going to start off his own election campaign. He has a mega rally. They always have mega rallies. I've never seen any of them say they have a mini rally. It's always a mega rally. World press conference. You know, remember Wiki? He had challenges. He did that world press conference. BBC. Anyway, he has a mega rally coming up, and that is coming up on Sunday the 2nd, and that would be at Itauba, Akaribo Palace, Sagamu, Ogun State. So that's what we have here. And I might as well read this, Sheriff, if you don't mind, please.
Yes, sir.
That this is Lagos takes delivery of trains for red line system. Okay, and the information minister said the delivery was in line with the government's... Oh, why do they always have to put propaganda? The trains have arrived, period. Says it's in line with determination to deliver. The trains are here. We are excited about that. When do they roll off?
They'll start test running.
First quarter in 2023. Okay, each train can carry 1,500 passengers. That's good enough. To run on the red line from Agbado to Onyigbo. Ooh. And the journey will take less than 30 minutes. And it's funny because we did have this. We had this Ido Agbado when I was young, you know, when you didn't have money from Methodist Bursar School. You walk to Ido. Then you keep walking in the opposite direction when the checker is coming till you get to Alagobeji and you jump off the train way back then. Oh my God. Life used to be sweet in Lagos, I tell you. So that's what we have. That's the bit of good news that we have for you this morning. So you can go to
I think that this train should be free for students. I think civil servants who can have some kind of card payment system that can subsidize for them as well.
What it should do is that the government should pay for them, not that it should be free.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there's a bit of a distinction because if it's free, it's loss of revenue. But if the government pays for them, I would assume that the rail would have a season ticket.
Exactly. Okay? Something like that.
So the government would then pay for the season ticket,
right?
Because we don't want to hear any story, you know, that is not viable because students are going free. No. Let's have season ticket. Let the government pay.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd be a nice one. What about journalism? If you are going.
No,
to,
people should go and pay for this thing. People should pay.
Anyway, I know if I want to go, our guy is here. He will
who
sign,
is that?
He will sign the voucher.
No, everybody should pay for their this thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I think this is long overdue.
Long overdue.
We need more of this in Lagos, across Lagos, especially along some corridors that are that move vehicles in large number. I mean, Lekki Epe is one way, one route that is just one way in, one way out. Such a route should have some kind of monorail, light rail system that can move people.
Talking of light rail, I was invited to Germany in 80, during Jacques time, that was 84, 85. And they said that they told Nigeria that you can't have a complicated railway system. Your light is not steady. Okay? What could you have? There's something they call the O-band system. You could set it up in 3 months. Okay, take from Maryland to Fadeyi.
Yeah.
What you call the BRT lane now, you put tracks on them. And then they have these special buses that can pick 10 coaches at a go. You know? I put it in Vanguard then, full page. We did all the stories, but the politicians were hell bent on the complicated.
It's not going to benefit them.
You know, in between all these things that look so nice and glorified, you have to look at reality. Urban, just a special bus, normal bus, you can tie 10 to 15 coaches.
Imagine that.
Yes, and it just goes. When it gets to its destination, you put another bus at the other
end,
and it goes back.
Yeah.
If you had that on the Lagos Ekpe Road,
just
they
imagine.
Offered this to our government. They didn't even take a second look at it. We all wanted that complicated metro line. You know?
I mean, and that makes a lot of sense. I mean, our light is very unstable.
Yes.
And we don't even know when we're going to get out of it.
If I remember stories that I'd heard, God bless the late Adebowale. Chief Adebowale told me personally that when he was into electronics then, you know, stereo sets, Adebowale fan and so on.
Yeah.
He said when he told his partners in Japan that they needed to do something to take care of fluctuation, they didn't understand what he was saying. The flux, what do you mean? You know, until he was able to, they brought their specialists down and said, oh, okay, this is what your problem is, and started building low-grade
appliances.
Look at what we have now. I don't know if you've noticed, ladies and gentlemen, if you put a full tank in your car, if you move it, it goes down quickly. If you park it, it goes down quickly.
Oh, it still goes down?
Yes, it evaporates. We are using the lowest grade, the grade that should be used only for aero, rotor, and whatever. That is what my people are putting in their Rolls Royce cars.
Oh.
How do you like that?
No, that doesn't sound well.
That's why they're putting all the expensive cars. The lowest grade for them. So let's go, Jerry.
Let's move on. We're going to drop the Vanguard. We'll come back later. Let's take the punch, page 15. No state has approval for weapons, says presidency.
Well. You know, Akeredolu made a point, and it's been countered by the presidency. So we don't know who is saying what now. But he says that the presidency wishes to strongly assert that there is no state, not even Katsina or any other state in the Federation, that has been authorized to procure automatic weapons for their security outfits. And he says, in the specific Katsina state often cited, Governor Bello Masari wrote to explain that the administration invited the provost of the Civil Defense Training College in Katsina to train their vigilantes for 5 days in the handling and operations of pump-action rifles, stressing that the vigilantes were not trained to take over the responsibilities of the security agencies of the federal government of Nigeria, but to assist them. This is signed, it was a statement signed by, Shehu Garba.
Well, Shehu Garba made that comment. But what he didn't explain was that why were the vigilante guys in Katsina being trained on how to handle guns?
And maybe in case if they got it from anybody, they will know how to operate it. Because if you're trained, that's a joke.
So they have their Dane guns already. Most of these guys have action. That's what I'm saying. Like they already know how to handle guns.
Yes.
Most of the guys are farmers.
Yes.
If you can fire a Dane gun I'm sure that normal police people can train you how to handle pump action.
Listen to what it says. For operations of pump action. So if you are teaching them how to use pump action, that means that you have given them the leeway and license to own pump action, whatever. So what's the difference between that and what Akili Jolu is saying?
Yeah, that's the part.
Well,
that
he should ask for the same.
He didn't explain.
No, he should go to the who is it? Akiti, in case you are listening.
Civil defense.
Go to the civil defense provost and ask that to come and teach Amateko how to use pump action.
Shebi.
And from there on,
I mean, if his people have knowledge to handle it, and maybe they'll be certified.
You know, what will be certified?
As in handling weapons. Maybe these vigilante guys will be certified the end of the training.
If a government agency is training you how to use pump action, it goes by simple reasoning that you have access to the pump action.
To the pump action.
That's why I joked that it couldn't be that they tell you that if you take a pump action from the thief, you know how to use it.
So there's more to it.
There's more to it.
So there's more. So to this one does not answer that question that Katie raised.
Yeah, I think there seems to be some level of impunity in some parts of the country. The president is not holding the country together. That one is sure. In terms of security, I think it's been completely overwhelmed. But what is good for the goose is good for the gander. Let our own Amotekun to know how to use pump action.
Right. Let me go to the Vanguard now. Let's take this one. Let's have violence-free campaigns.
Well, this is a patriotic, editorial from the Vanguard. And the same thing, just let's have violence-free campaigns. And we cannot ask for anything less. I'd like to appeal to the young people. I've said it 1,001 times and I'll never tire of saying it. Don't let anybody use you as weapon, for his own achievements, because you will never be remembered. And aside from that, why do you want to put your life on the line so that somebody can be governor or can be this or that? Remember that the guys who organize you people, they know how to take care of themselves. And I say to you young people, if anybody puts you in groups of 20s and 30s, let him bring his son or daughter to lead you. Or at least to join you to show you the way. Or at least to be there in solidarity when this violence is going on. But we hope it doesn't happen. We hope by now a lot of us have learned that these things don't pay. We shouldn't be behaving like animals. Elections went on in the UK. There was, they'll all be it at party level. Nobody went to court. Nobody did anything. It was transparent. It was open. American elections took place. Same thing. So... And the Vanguard calls on President Buhari to lead the charge towards safe, free, and fair election. I don't want to waste time by reading what, of course, you know would have been obviously stated there. Let's just have peaceful elections. It's not a matter of life and death. And again, we pay credit to President Jonathan, for leading the way in things like this. He already said, don't vote for killers.
I think it's important that we say these things repeatedly, especially to
us.
It's not that they will listen to us anyway, but let's
they
just
might.
Say it. Ah, Kenny.
They might.
Kenny. Who might?
Chambers. they might. I've met quite a few. Ironically, I've met quite a few who have, and that really did move me, who actually told me that I got them off the streets from, that was about 4 years ago, when I kept happening to them that it's not worth it. Either if they win, they're on to the state house, you are left back in the trenches. If they lose, it's even worse. If you get maimed or whatever, you're on your own, you'll be paying your own hospital bill. It's not worth it. If you feel like fighting, go and join the army and know that you put your life on the line for your country and you'll be well trained. And like I said, the simple reason, ask them to bring their sons.
Let their sons come and join. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube if you like to watch. Nigeria Info 99.3. Search for that. Nigeria space Info space 99.3 and you'll be able to watch live. Let's head back to the punch right now. Concerns over online ticketing on Lagos-Ibadan train service.
Yes, I don't have much to say here, but they are making so much fuss about being able to buy tickets online for the rail. In 2020, what are we now?
2022.
I mean, come on. It should have... as the rails were being put together and so on and so forth, they should immediately have been an online platform where you can buy your ticket. I don't know why we make ceremonies out of nothing. So as it is now, if you want to go to Ibadan, you can't buy your ticket ahead. You can't even get a seat allocated to you. You have to go and queue. Of course, now, what it means is that they're touts and whatever. People are making a killing at that point of sales in the train station. So I won't bother to read all what is being said here. We call on the management of Nigerian Railway Corporation not to put our country to shame that we are still having a discussion on how to buy tickets online.
Mm.
When even buses now, state buses plying roads, all these buses, luxury buses, you can buy their tickets online.
That's right.
You could buy, for one of them, I don't want to mention his name, you could have bought tickets close to 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, and book a seat.
Oh, wow.
Yes. You could have, at the time when planes were dropping, like whatever, when you had to go to Abuja, you'd buy your ticket online. And you're given a dedicated seat. It's so simple.
Mm. So one of the challenges of this online, especially for train service, is what we experience on the Abuja-Kaduna, axis, where, what do they call them now? I don't even know what to call them. They will go, they will buy these tickets in bulk and resell. At much higher prices.
That's because people can't buy online.
So they created... they bought it online. That's what I'm saying. So they created...
So they created the scarcity.
Scarcity, yes.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can find a way around that. But we buy tickets online now.
Hmm.
I never thought of that, though. That, yes, I think we discussed it one time. That happened. But you must find a way around it.
Hmm.
You must find a way around it. A trip that I'm going to go maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I bought the ticket since December. Online.
I totally agree with the fact that, online purchase of tickets, it's...
Do you know some people haven't gone on that real trip because they can't go through the... of getting there, you on the queue for hours on end, and someone touch is pulling you on the side.
Yeah.
If you make it available online,
anybody can have access to it.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Let's go to The Guardian. Fashola's ex-appointees demand payment of severance benefits, seek intervention.
Now this is a complete disgrace, to be honest with you. And this is why we keep saying that our political office holders are corrupt, people who work for government upon that. So, because how can those who served Fashola only God knows how many years ago, as we speak, they haven't gotten their severance benefit? It's disgraceful. The story here says that the former political appointees claimed that more than 8 years after they left office, the state government had not deemed it fit to pay their severance benefits. The appointees alleged that this is in spite of several efforts made by them to get the state government pay the money after the expiration of Fashola's administration. They also accused Akin Muyambode, the former governor, of being behind their predicament, saying that he made them victims in the battle between himself and Fashola. I think we heard a bit of that anything Fashola,
right.
Ambode just didn't want to. Okay, but Ambode is gone now. Jide Sanwo-Olu was loose there for... I think what Sanwo-Olu needs to do this morning is just to call the SSG that, look, make sure that all these people are paid. Mm. It can't be that there's no money. About it on in. Eh?
No, never. No, no.
And so the call for Sanwo-Olu and Governor Bola Tinubu to please intervene. But hadn't they made appeals to Governor Sanwo-Olu in the past? And must it be that? Shouldn't it be automated?
Yeah, so if they should, it's their entitlement. They don't even need to make appeals. They should be paid. If you are not paid, take them to court.
That's why you see. That's why you notice that I never read a statement that says the so and so administration or whatever. Government is a continuum.
That's right.
Okay, and therefore this idea of my administration, I will only pay those who I offered contracts. This idea must stop. I would like to appeal to Governor Sanwo-Olu. This is extremely embarrassing. And in any case, these are your party people. So why would you want to do that?
Right, right. And I hope
maybe you can ask her. You can ask
your friend, Abby.
Your friend. Okay,
your friend. He's our friend. Let me take this one from Vanguard. Says Rivers returns Legacy 600 plane abandoned in Germany.
Wiki made so much noise about as if the plane was
Kai,
lost.
Kai.
As if it was a needle. As if, you know, he made so much fuss. And he says that he went to, he let some, you see, to return, to get this Legacy 600 aircraft that they claim is abandoned in Germany. Abandoned meaning he went for repairs and they never paid.
Mm.
Okay? So the governor led some personalities from the states on the journey on return to the states. Sorry. Wike, who led some personalities from the state on the journey on return to the state, said the recovery and eventual return of the aircraft was a reality and not mere politics. What is the big deal? In the first instance, the River State has only one airport, the area of jurisdiction of the governor. So what is he having a state plane for? It was bought during no delays time. Amechi didn't make any attempt to pay to bring the aircraft back. If Wike wanted this aircraft back, a phone call would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Go there or send your commissioner for transport or whatever.
It is, yeah.
To go and sort it out, pay and bring the aircraft back. Why do we make so much noise over nothing?
This was one of the campaign strategies they used when they wanted to during the elections against Amechi.
Yes, what's the?
And it was
as if somebody wanted to steal the plane,
exactly,
or whatever it is. Mm. Even if that were the case, if there was any need for that, you get an attorney in, you know, wherever the plane is, and you sort it out, and they fly the plane back. It's not a pilot, but it says there are led personalities, a convoy and envoy and whatever.
I'll rescue me. Rescue me,
and he's no. I'm sorry to say, I find him very, very petty in the things that he does. But he came back wearing one fine costume. Did you see the photograph?
Which one?
I saw it somewhere.
No, I didn't.
He came back wearing one. You know, he was the one who said somebody was wearing he was wearing a Danfodio, whatever.
He said that.
Yes, the video is there. He told the traditional ruler. He pointed to him. He said, you. And he says he's wearing the Danfodio wiki.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to bring a fly on the wall after he's left office and see what he's up to. Anyway, he says that to the glory of God, the plane is back and Rivers people can see, Nigerians can see. It is not that we are playing politics. All we are saying, we never knew. Nobody told us until we got intelligence that we had this asset somewhere. What is very important to all of us here today is that when we came into power in 2015, nobody handed over any report or gave us handover note to let us know where such asset of the state was. Only for us to hear in 2019 that, but he was part of Amechi's cabinet.
Oh yes, of course.
You see what politics is. I beg you.
We have to go.
Oh, we have to go. Sorry about that.
We have to go. Lagos, we must go now. You'll be back at 9 for Diabumi.
Inshallah, yes.
Yes, okay. That's our show. I'm Sheriff.
I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
Good morning to you too, Lagos.
You summon the oracle now.
Greetings, my king. How can the oracle serve you?
You will tell me the secret to your power. How did that keke move without a driver?
My secret is the power of 5G.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.